This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. The first subject is the end of Daf Daled Amud Beis. The Gemara brought a machlokes between the Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel and Rava. Basically, is the opinion of Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, and what's pretty amazing is this is this week's parsha. It says, "Vasu lahem tzitzis al kanfei vigdehem." You should make tzitzis on the corners of your garments. And Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel says, "Begadim is tzemer upishtim." Vasu lahem tzitzis al kanfei vigdehem. And you make tzitzis on the corners of your garments, and Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel says only wool and linen. In other words, according to Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, the only begadim that are chayiv in tzitzis are wool and linen. In other words, cotton, which many people wear, you're not mekayim tzitzis d'oraisa. But midrabanan you're mekayim it, midoraisa you're not mekayim it. On the other hand, Rava Darshan's hakanaf, and the word hakanaf is extra because it says vasam tzitzis al kanfei v'gdeim. We already know tzitzis is put on the corner. So Rava Darshan's hakanaf, that whatever material the beged is made out of, that's what the strings have to be made out of. And therefore, if your beged is cotton, then you make cotton strings. So basically, according to Rava, when one wears a talis cotton, which is cotton, they're mekayim tzitzis d'oraisa. So it comes out a very big nafkamina lahalacha between Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel and Rava. In other words, according to Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, when you wear a cotton beged, you're not mekayim tzitzis nedaraisa. According to Rava, you are. Now the good news is that's why we wear a wool talis gadol. So at least according to Rava, everyone is mekayim tzitzis nedaraisa. But l'chayra, though, we're wearing a talis cotton for a reason. We're not wearing it because it makes us comfortable. I mean, it's a hot day today. We're not wearing it because it's it's stylish. We're wearing it to be mekayim a mitzvah. So according to Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, when you wear your cotton tzitzis, you're not mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. According to Rava, you are. So I just want to speak out the halacha of this, and then we're going to move on to a toisus on Daf Beis. This is a siman in Shulchan Aruch. It's kedai to be aware of. It's siman test in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says, "In chayiv b'tzitzis min haTorah ela beged pishtim oy shel tzemer rechelim av a big day sharminim in chayiv b'tzitzis el medrabanan." The Mechaber paskins like Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Sivkat and Aleph k'de Tani de Bei Rabbi Shmuel," that we learn out from the Goyim. It says tzemer pishtim. By one time it says beged, so wherever the Torah says beged, as it does in this week's parasha, by tzitzis vasulahem tzitzis akam vevigdehem. Then according to Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, who the Mechaber paskins like, only wool or linen garments are chayiv and tzitzis. Now, you'll say, okay, but you're still chayiv midrabanan. Well, Rav Moshe has an interesting tshuva. Sends Rav Moshe, according to Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, who the Shulchan Aruch paskins like, I have a question for you. If somebody doesn't wear a tzitzis, will they be punished? Somebody doesn't wear a tzitzis. They're not violating any avera. They're not mekayim a mitzvah. So the Gemara tells us, a yusayid, that for failure to mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa that you have the opportunity to, you're not punished. But there's something called idon d'rischa. There's a time of anger. At a time of anger, Hashem punishes even for failure to mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. So, if somebody doesn't wear tzitzis, let's say somebody flagrantly does not fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, he'll be punished at be'idon d'rischa. What if, according to Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, somebody wears cotton tzitzis? Again, I'm not saying how we paskin yet, but according to Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, if somebody wears cotton tzitzis, so you say, why should you be punished? I'm being mekayim a mitzvah, but midrabanan. So Rav Moshe has a chiddush. Rav Moshe says, if you have the opportunity to mekayim a d'oraisa, and you choose to downgrade it to a mitzvah d'rabanan, you'll also be punished be'idon d'rischa. So it comes out, if you're a Sfardi, and you follow Maran Bet Yosef, you must wear wool and tzitzis. And will I be punished for it? Though there might be times, yeah, there might be times you'll be punished. Now, we don't paskin like the Mechaber, because comes the Ramah, v'yesh oimrim dekulu chayavim d'araisa. The Ramah says, some say that all begadim are chayim d'oraisa. V'hachi hilchasan, this is the halacha. Whose shita is this? This is the shita of Rava. The Ramah paskins like Rava. So the good news is that if you're wearing a cotton garment, then you're okay if you're Ashkenazi, because we paskin like Rava, that midoraisa, all materials are chayiv in tzitzis midoraisa, so even be'idan derischa, you wouldn't be punished for wearing a cotton garment. However, comes the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah says, look, if the Mechaber says you should wear wool, and if you wear other garments, you're not chayiv midoraisa, so it's true the Ramah says the halacha is your mekayim, the mitzvah midoraisa, but look, there is a very valid shita that you're not mekayim. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says you're not obligated to wear wool, but v'yorei shamayim yachmir al atzmai. A God-fearing person should be strict with himself. Lachush l'deah harishayna, to be choshish for the first shita, which is Tanu Beirushon. V'yasa talas shel tzemer, kidei sheyischayiv betzitzis menatar l'kol yama, in order to be chayiv midoy raisa. And the truth is, I'm sure everyone on this shir is a yarei shamayim, and that's why we all have a wool talis gadol. Why do we have a wool talis gadol? It's not more comfortable. The answer is because the Mishnah Berurah quotes, by the way, the Malbim and the Eliyahu Rabbah, to be choshish for the shita of Tanu Beis Rabbi Shmuel. So now the shaila is, does that go so far as to say that a God-fearing person should also get a wool talis katan? Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'enochoin sheyasa bein talis gadol, u'bein talis katan shel tzemer. It is correct to have a woolen garment. Why? Again, because, okay, right now I'm not wearing a talis gadol, but I'm wearing tzitzis. Why am I wearing tzitzis? Because I want to get the mitzvah. So the truth is, I'm getting the mitzvah, even if it's katan, because we paskin like the Ramah, that shar the gadim archayiv in tzitzis like shitas rava. But Lamaisa, there is a shita of Tanu Beis Rabbi Shmuel, and the Mechaber paskins that way. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says it is correct to have a wool garment. So, this is what I would recommend. Everyone should go to the Sfarim store and buy yourself a woolen garment. Nah, I can't do it! It's 98 degrees today! So don't wear it on a day that's 98 degrees. I can't do it on it's too hot in shul with the towel. So don't wear it that time. But at least you should have a woolen garment so that when you could wear it, you wear it. In other words, it should be on the radar that the best way to go, especially why wouldn't you want to be a Yarei Shamayim? But I will tell you, the Minhag Hagra was not to wear a wool talis katan. And this is very interesting. The Chazoinish also wore katan. Now, it could be the Chazoinish. You'd say, it's because in Bnei Brak, you could actually boil water in the winter on a regular day. Bnei Brak is probably the hottest place in the world, right? The Chazoinish was nice. I remember I once went to my cousins in Bnei Brak for Shabbos Chol Hamoed Sukkos, and I took a nap Shabbos afternoon. This is Sukkos time. I woke up, mamish dripping, I remember that the heat is unbelievable. But the Chazoinish was noyeg to wear a talis katan of sharminim, presumably katan, or definitely not wool and linen. Why? Because the Gra did not wear a wool talis katan. Why not? Chazoinish says like this, because the Gra wanted to be mefarsem, that the halacha is not like the mechaber, but like the Ramah, that shar begodim archayiv in tzitzis. So the Gra did it to be koiveya, that we paskin like like Rava. And once the Gra did this, so the Chazoinish says we also do it. However, Rav Shmuel of Salant had a different pshat in the Gra. Rav Shmuel of Salant said the reason for the Minhag Gra is because since he wore his talis gadol all day long, so anyway he was mekayim d'oraisa. So he wouldn't be adding anything by wearing a talis katan of wool. So he dafka did it of katan in order not only to be mekayim d'oraisa but also the drabanan of lois asur. So it's interesting. So there's a very big nafgamino what the rationale of the Gra was. If it's to be koivea, the halacha is like the Rama, then even we who don't wear a talis katan, then if you're a gronik, then you don't have to wear wool. But if the whole reason is because he was wearing a talis gadol of wool, then you should taka wear a talis katan of wool. Reb Chaim Knievsky brings a third pshat in the Gra, that the Gra wore an undergarment of linen, and if he would have worn a talis katan of wool, it would have been an issue of klayim. What if a person is mitzta'er in a wool garment and because he's very hot? Says Rav Moshe, you should still wear it in the summer. In other words, Rav Moshe says the inyan of wearing a wool garment is even if it's not as comfortable. Because again, you're being mahader. So I say like this. You know, I try to wear wool. My go-to garment is wool. If I'm going out, I'm going to do exercise, so I have a cotton garment, you know. Some people find that if the wool gets wet, it doesn't smell, whatever it is. But it's an important inyan to for sure have it, so that when you want to wear it, at least you have that opportunity to wear it. Again, Rav Moshe goes so far as to recommend it, despite the fact that it might not be as comfortable as cotton. But I find it's quite comfortable. Okay, so that's just Halacha L'maisa on today's blot. And here's what I want to do. I'm going to...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.